Hi, I'm Danny Davis.
Megan Rotary.
I'm Kate Doyle, and I'm crafting currently as we speak. I'm cutting up some old sweatshirts, and I'm creating them into Christmas gifts. The bottoms and the sleeves of all sweatshirts, you get this really nice stretchy material, and you can make a woven detail to put on the front of a new sweatshirt and give it to somebody. Ideally, you're using the person who's receiving the gifts, their favorite colors and whatnot. So this is actually a test drive to make sure that it looks good, because I saw this pattern in the stores, actually, but it was like $135, so these two sweatshirts were given to me. But if I were to buy these at Salvation Army or something, I'd say the project would cost like $5 to $8.
For Christmas this year, I think my big sort of like crafty endeavor will be a gift for my boyfriend. My friends lent me a taxidermied ram head, which is currently on my wall in my bedroom. And my boyfriend thought it was really cool. And even at like Salvation Army, they're like $150 or something, and they're like missing chunks of hair. So I was like, oh, well, out of like fluff and fabric, probably like old curtains or something, I can make him a taxidermied, in quotations, deer head. You guys can't tell him.
A few years ago, I decided, well, I was broke, first of all, so I didn't know what I was going to do for a gift. So I decided that I was going to make marshmallows and package them really nicely. Basically, it's just gelatin, corn syrup, confectioner's sugar, granulated sugar, a lot of sugar, and water. And they only take about 20 minutes to make, so I'll buy a bunch of dark chocolate and white chocolate and melt that down, and then dip the marshmallows in that, and then dip the chocolate in nuts and peppermint and all sorts of stuff. And then put them in little boxes, and sometimes I'll cover the boxes in like nice papers or wrapping paper. So it's pretty cheap, yeah. And if you've never had a homemade marshmallow, you're missing out.
I'd like to get some of your marshmallows this Christmas.